Well, Willie, first of all, congratulations. You're very welcome to Radio Kerry, very welcome to Kerry, and a happy birthday because you're 29 today.
Yeah, thanks very much, you know, Willie. I'm very grateful to where I've got today. Like, you know, it looks like, you know, all the hard work paid off, like, you know, all the time away from my family and my kids and stuff, my wife and kids and my family and all, it's all paying off now, like, you know, so it's all good, like, you know, everything's going well, like, you know.
But before we start talking about your boxing career, Willie, you have your priorities in life very much right, because we are here back in Heffernan's, back in Kiel now, and we were talking to Saoirse and Liam, and both of them suffer from Batten's disease, and you're a great supporter of the family and a great supporter of the cause.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, Tony came to me the first time ever. There was a couple of months ago when we climbed Carrick Tool. And he explained his situation about his kids, like, you know, they have a life-threatening disease, like, you know what I mean, which Batten disease, which is very rare, like, you know, and he's running a charity thing for it, like, you know, and I took the chance straight away, like, you know what I mean, because I'm, as a family man myself, like, you know, as a father myself and things, like, you know, I'd hate to see myself suffering from the kind of same thing here, like, you know, but we're here now today and we're in Tony's house, like, you know what I mean, and it's completely different to what I expected, like, I mean, you know, I expected to come into a place where everyone kind of all kind of down on themselves, like, you know, joke to the cause of their kids and everything, like, you know what I mean, but everything is just pure happy in here, like, you know what I mean, it's just a pure normal in here, like, you know, the kids are happy, everyone is smiling, you know, everyone is delighted, and there's no misery feeling in here, like, you know what I mean, right, and they're making the best of their kids, like, you know, making the best of what they have, and like, I mean, I think, like, you know, this charity thing, like, you know, with Tony, like, and Mary, like, you know, you have to give them credit for it, because they're trying to raise awareness. Not only are they trying to do it for their kids, like, you know, but they're going to try do it for other kids out there as well, like, that are suffering from the same kind of thing, like, you know. So he's doing it all for a good cause, like, you know. His whole life now is surrounded this, like, you know what I mean, you know, this on his kids, like, you know. And as I said, like, you know, he's making the best of it with his kids, like, you know. They're all ever so happy, like, you know. I think, you know, looking into the new year now, and with recession and everything, I think everyone out there now, anyone that's suffering from recession and money worries out there, they should have a look at their families and look deep down inside and look at your health and, you know, and be happy with what you have, like, you know what I mean? Because we have two kids here with Tony, like, you know, he doesn't know if he's ever going to see the life of them, like, you know what I mean? You know, so others out there, like, you know, they should be more worried about their health and, you know, their kids, for their kids' sake and everything else.
Yeah. Like, and two, Liam and Saoirse, two beautiful kids. You've been cuddling them there a while ago. I saw you, Willie, two beautiful kids. Sadly, Tony tells us that Saoirse mightn't, hopefully we're wrong, that she mightn't be with us long. But as you say, the house is very happy, and he makes it a point, and Mary, his wife, makes it a point of keeping it happy. That's the way they wanted it. And you pointed that out, and rightly so.
Yeah, as I said, like, you know, I mean, Saoirse, like, you know, she missed out on a little bit of treatment over in America, like, you know what I mean, and it's just taking the toll now, like, they don't know how long more she's going to have left to her, like, you know, and looking at her a while ago now, like, you know, she looks like, you know, someone, like, these kids, like, come from a happy family, you know, and life running around the place, like, you know, to be laid up in a bed, like, you know, and it's kind of sad in one way, but that's what I'm saying, people, like, you know, they should look at their health, like, you know what I mean, and not be worrying the whole time, and be happy with what you have, like, you know what I mean, and make the best of what you have, like, you know, and it's the same, this exact same thing what Tony and Mary are doing down here now with their kids, like, you know what I mean? They're making the best of what they have, like, you know what I mean? And I wish them all the best now in the world, like, you know.
Fair play to you. You're great, Willie, to come down all the way from Limerick, because the roads are very glassy. We're in the middle of the ice freezing out at the moment. So well done, and it's great to see a man with your reputation and a European champion helping out people like that. Since you won the European title, I saw you beating Paul Hyland. Since you won it, has life changed a lot?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I mean, it has in one way, like, you know, there's a lot more people recognise you now and everything, like, you know, I mean, you know, people are getting excited when they see you now, like, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes you're in the restaurant, you know, you'd hear them that they'd be arguing, like, you know, one be saying it is him, one be saying it's not him, like, is it him, isn't it him, like, you know, so I kind of laugh at that kind of thing, like, you know, but yeah, it has in one way, like, you know, I mean, but as I said, like, you know, I mean, I'm kind of sending out the message, I know, to younger lads, like, out there, like, you know what I mean, you know, that they should make the best of what they have, like, you know what I mean, you know, enjoy what you're doing, like, you know what I mean, and you'll never know what's going to be out there for anyone, like, you know, as long as it's just participate in sports or whatever, like, you know what I mean, and make the best of what they have and enjoy it, of course, enjoy it, like, you know what I mean, you know, and see how you get on.
You have an amazing career, Willie. You've only something like only 12 professional title fights. I saw you boxing your first one in the Gleneagle in Killarney, and you boxed on top of Karen Toole for B for Battens, and you had only just 12 the professional fights. It's an amazing statistic, really, and you've come up the ladder very fast.
Yeah, as I said, like, you know, we're running in line for a world title fight now, like, you know what I mean, and they're talking match, like, you know, so it's great, like, one thing leads to another thing, like, you know what I mean, you know, and it's all a great achievement for me, like, you know, 1 minute I'm over in Pride Fighter, boxing for Pride Fighter with 3 fights in one night, and before you know it, then I'm up in the highest mountain in Ireland boxing for Batten's disease, like, you know, for Tony Heffernan and his charity and things, like, you know. And after that, then, like, you know, he goes on to win a European title. And if that wasn't bad, if that wasn't any good, so we're in line now for a world title fight, you know. So it's all good, like, you know, I mean, it's, as I said, I never asked for anything, so, but I'm working hard now, like, you know, I mean, I'm training hard. I'm going to do the best of it, make the best of it while it lasts as well at the one time, you know.
And you're going to be boxing a Cuban for the world title in the new year.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I mean, you're thinking, like, you know, I had a great, like, with only 11 fights, like, and I'm European champion. This guy only has 7 or 8 fights and he's world champion, like, you know, so it's one better. So it'd be an interesting fight to have, like, you know, he's down as one of the world's best amateurs, like, you know what I mean, you know, and he's 2 gold medals in each Olympics, like, you know, so...
What's his name?
Ray Gando, it's his second name. Don't ask me his first name. It took me weeks to get to say Ray Gando, like, you know what I mean, and he's a Cuban. And he's managed by Gary Hyde, like, you know, so he's very professional, like, you know, he's very technical, he knows what he's doing in the ring, like, you know, he has all the tools for it, like, you know, and I think he's going to be very tough to beat, like, you know, but I think I'm going to have to be at my best, like, you know, to keep that title in Ireland, and I'm sure my training, that when I get into training and I'm going to start training for him, I'm going to build my confidence and I'm going to make sure that belt will try and stay in Ireland, like, you know.
When did you start your boxing career? How did it come about? Because you boxed for Ireland, you were an international.
Yeah, like, I mean, I was in the amateurs for a while. I was in and off the amateurs for a long time, like, you know, and in my last 2 years of the amateurs, like, they were kind of, I started putting a little bit of time and effort into them, like, you know, and then, as I said, my coach, Phil Sutcliffe, like, you know, he saw me in a charity show one night, like, you know, up in a tie, and he came over to me and he says, look, he says, this amateur game is not for you at all, he said to me, you know, you want to be in the pro game. And he kind of talked to him for a while, like, you know, I came up for doing a bit of training and things with him, like, you know. And
why did he say that, Willie?
Because, like, well, I agree with him, to be honest, like, you know what I mean, he wasn't being smart at me, like, you know, Phil Sutcliffe is a boxing man, like, you know, he'll tell you what the way it is, like, you know what I mean, he won't lie to you, like, you know what I mean, you know, he didn't go up to me, okay, you could spend another 3 years as the amateur and you might win a senior title. So he just said, look, you're never going to win a senior title, like, you know what I mean? You're never going to go to the Olympics as an amateur because my style didn't suit the pointing system, like, you know what I mean? You know, I hadn't, but he saw something in me, like, you know what I mean? You know, that would suit better for the pros, like, you know what I mean? And he took me under his wing, and just before I ever went down with him, he taught me, he said, you come on with me, I'll make you a European champion within 3 years. I mean, like, here we are, only after 2 years, like, as European champion, and now we're going on to win to fight for a world title as well, you know, so he'll get it all wishes in 1 year, like, you know.
You're relinquishing your crown, or European crown, Willie, and you're going straight for the world title shot. Would people think that might be a bit soon?
Yeah, but I mean, people would question you, like, you know what I mean, maybe he should wait and pick up a little bit of experience at the European level, like, you know what I mean, get a couple of defences. But I mean, there's great competition out there now in Europe, like, at the moment with the super bantamweights, like, you know what I mean, you have a couple in England, you have a few in Ireland, like, you know, there's great competition going on there. Look, what's to say, like, if I hold out for another year or two and get another couple of fights under my belt and then go for the European belt, go for the world title belt, what's to say that I'm going to win it then, like, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I can lose it then, like, you know what I mean? After spending the last 3 years, like, here I am getting the opportunity now, like, you know what I mean? And we feel very confident in taking it as well, like, you know what I mean? You know, we're not just taking it just for a chance of it, like, you know, we're taking it because we feel confident and we feel that we have the tools to be a world champion, like, you know what I mean? Do you know, and that's where it goes, like, you know, look, we take the chances, like, you know what I mean? And we'll train for that opponent, like, you know what I mean? And hopefully it'll pay off in the end, like, you know. As you said, if it doesn't happen this time, I'm sure I can come back down to European level and get a couple of fights in, come back up again, like, you know. So
Limerick, of course, is a great sporting city, a great sporting county with the Munster team and all there. And of course, you got a civic reception lately from Limerick. That was a big thing, and it was and richly deserved, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect it, to be honest with you, but it just goes to show, like, you know, that from my own city, like, it shows that I'm being respected, I'm being recognised. And it's nice, it's very nice to be accepted and to be respected in your own city. And it's like, to see the younger generation coming up then as well, like, you know, they see you being recognised all this time, like, you know what I mean, you know, and they, when they see the changes, they might want to change, like, you know what I mean. Some of them, like, you know what I mean, in disadvantaged areas, some of them, like, you know, and even in the travelling community, like, you know what I mean, you know, I'm a member of Traveller myself, like, you know, and do you know, a lot of kids, they leave school early and stuff, like, you know what I mean? And in the travelling community now, like, you know, very little are going to school up until their 18s or 19s, like, you know what I mean? Do you know, and they're leaving school early, they're getting into drugs and drink, from them, like, you know what I mean? And it's not the way to be going, like, you know what I mean? Do you know, I think school is very important. Stay in school as long as you can, get a good education or half decent education at least, like, you know? And, you know, just to put your time and effort into sports and stuff as well, like, you know, because there's great opportunities out there for lads, like, you know, I grew up with lads who are not here now at the moment, all, including my own brother, like, for that matter, like, you know, and they all died due to on circumstances, like, you know, drugs and suicide and whatever you have, like, you know, and so there's more to life than drinking, drugs and gangs and whatever you have, like, you know what I mean, you know, and you just need to get out there and make an effort of it, like, you know what I mean, you know, and people start getting proud of you then, like, you know what I mean, people will respect you. Do you know what I mean? And because of what you're doing, like, you know what I mean? And more will follow it in after that, like, you know.
You're very proud of the fact, Willie, that you come from a travelling community and that there was a huge family there. There was something like 22 in your family and you were a very close family.
Yeah, we're very close family, like, you know what I mean? You know, we're coming up to the 2 year of our brother, losing our brother as well, like, you know, it's a big old tragedy for us, like, you know what I mean? But we're still together, like, you know, we're still getting on, like, you know what I mean? As you said, life. You can see Tony here, like, you know what I mean, we're talking about losing one, like, you know, and he's two very sick kids, like, you know, and he's still getting on with life, you know what I mean, you know, so we have to get on with life, you know what I mean, you know, and it's all about getting on afterwards, and it's never going to be easy, like, you know, no one said it's going to be anything, it's going to be easy, but if you can make it very hard for yourself as well at times, you know what I mean, you know, but if you get up and get out more often and put more time and effort into sports and stuff, like, you know, you'd never know what'll come out of it in the end, like, you know.
Growing up, who were your heroes, Willie? I know that Ricky Hatton, the great world title boxer, he was one of your favourites.
Yeah,
because
he
was a man of all action.
He had a bit of everything, like, you know what I mean, you know, and the crowd loved him, like, you know what I mean, you know.
Like yourself?
Yeah, the crowd love his fights, you know what I mean? They love to get in, love seeing two fellas going at it head to head, like, you know what I mean? Mike Tyson would have been my all-time favourite, I think, like, you know, he's mad as the brush, like, you know, but he's mad as the brush, like, you know, but he was a great boxer, like, you know, he had a great big bang, like, you know, he knocked out half his opponents, like, you know, it was a little bit pity, like, he got messed up in a little bit at times, like, you know, with promoters and life itself, like, you know, and he was in jail and stuff like that, like, you know, but it was kind of a waste, like, you know, at times, but, like, you know, he still come back, he's still making a bit of it, like, you know, and I see him lately now, like, you know, he's looking well and he's doing well for himself, like, you know, so he goes into dark places, he comes out, he goes in, you know, so I'm sure a lot of boxers will be looking at him and learning a lot from him as well at one time, you know.
You mentioned the Big Bang there. Of course, you were known as Willie Big Bang Casey. That wasn't your original name. There was another name before that. And how did you get Big Bang?
There was a man called John Wiseman. He's from Cork there, like, you know. And I told him I'd never mention his name, like, you know, but here I am now. It was John Wiseman. He rang me up one day just before my debut in Killarney, like, you know, and we were talking. He said, Willie, he says, I'm going to have to give you a new nickname, he says to me, like that. And he says, I said, what is it? He says, Big Bang, like that. And I said, geez. It took me a while, you know, to get, I wasn't sure, like, you know what I mean, you know, after a while. But then after a while, then I kind of set in, like, you know, when I heard it, like, in my debut fight now, like, you know, Willie Big Bang Casey, like, you know, I just kind of clicked in straight away, then, like, you know. And, you know, sometimes you kind of feel like you have to live up to the Big Bang, like, you know. But, you know, as you said, like, you know, boxing is not always about going in there, landing a big bang. It's always going in there and winning the fight, however how you do it, like, you know what I mean, you know. So
will you, do you realise that you're a national hero now, and do you realise that you have a lot on your shoulders and people listen to you and that they look up to you, and that you have a responsibility when you're talking to everybody, talking to me and talking to everybody, that you're not the Willie Casey that grew up in South Hill now. You're Willie Casey, you're our man, you're the European champion, and you're our man that's going to win a world title. Does this bear a lot on your shoulders?
Like, I mean, I'm a family man, like, you know what I mean? You know, I have a wife and my kids at home, and I have four kids myself, like, you know, and they all love the old boxing as well, like, you know, and, like, out from all the, you know, the European title and the fame and everything, like, you know, I mean, when I'm at home, I'm my own thing, like, you know, I don't walk around with the belt on my shoulder, I don't go to bed, like, look, I mean, if you walk into my house now today, like, you know what I mean, and you look over at my trophy cabinet, you probably will not be able to see my European belt because it'll be thrown down on the back of all the trophies at the back, like, you know.
As a matter of fact, I must interrupt you there, because you thought you had forgotten to bring your belt, you have it here alongside us, back to Kiel today. But you told me that you, oh gee, I have it, I threw it into the car and forgot all about it.
Yeah, I mean, I was at a Galway show there on Monday night, and I brought up my sons with me because it was an underage tournament up there, and I got them on, like, you know, and there was a charity event up there as well, and I brought on the belt. They showed the lads up there and everything, like, and the lads had the gear in the gear bag, like, you know, and I told them put the belt in the gear bag, and but when they got home, like, you know, on Monday night, they never took out the bag, and it was only when the bag was left in the boot of the car, and it was only when I got in here today to talk to Tony, he said, did I bring the belt? And I said, Tony, I said, I'm after forgetting all about the belt, and then I just remember where would I have left, like, and I just remembered in that the kids never took out the gear bag out of the car, and it was just so happened to be there, like, you know. So, as I said, look.
Is there pressure on you, Willie, now, as an Irish national hero?
I tried not to let anything get to me. You know what I mean? You know, like, the fame. As I said, I'm a family man. I'm at home. You know, I do my own thing, and that's the way I want it. Like, you know what I mean? I walk around, you know, and I do see people now, like, you know what I mean? You know, they do be looking at me and they're getting excited and they're kind of forgot. And it's all good, like, you know what I mean, you know, and I hope, look, these are all great achievements, you know, European belt, your world title fights and everything, they're a great achievement. But if, like, my biggest achievement ever will be if a kid comes back to me in 10 years' time and wins a European belt or does something well in sports and say, I followed Willie Casey, like, you know, that'll be a bigger achievement for me, like, you know, and regardless of, like, when I got into the boxing, I never looked for any European belt or any world title fights. I just took the fights as they came. And lucky for me, like, you know, things are paid off. I'm with a good team to help from promotions. And, you know, and I have a great wife, like, who supports me, my mother and father. I have great support from all my family, friends and neighbours. And it's just it's just extra confidence, an extra boost, like, to do bigger and better things, like. And as
do
I
you
say,
like training, Willie? I presume you do. I presume you love keeping fit, and I know that you have a great love for a burger and chips, and maybe the old diet. How do you watch your diet?
As I said, you know, I don't really. My diet is always just healthy kind of food, really. Even when I'm not training, I very rarely would eat a burger and chip now. Like, you know what I mean, I often would have it. Like, you know what I mean, of course. But when I'm not training or when I am training, like, you know, my food is, I normally eat my bacon and cabbage, my ribbon bacon, ribbon turnip and whatever you have, like, you know what I mean, and your steak and good healthy dinners, like, you know what I mean, you know, strong dinners is what I eat the whole time, like, you know what I mean, and as I said, like, you know what I mean, I don't eat rubbish the whole time, I don't eat fry ups or anything like that, you know, so I keep myself in shape a lot the whole time, and as I said, like, I love training, like, you know what I mean, I love getting a good sweat up. You know, and you know, most importantly, like, you know, I enjoy it. You know, every time I come back from a training session, you know, I always throw myself down and I said, no, I enjoy that session. Like, you know, it was good, hard, tough, and I love the competitiveness of the sport. Like, you know, I always been competitiveness, like, you know what I mean? And I just love keeping that on, like, you know what I mean? You know, and as I said, like, you know, the amount of support I've been getting, like, you know what I mean? You know, and, as I said, like, I'd just like to take this opportunity now to thank everyone as well, like, you know, for the support and everything else, that, you know, following me around up and down the country and everything, and coming to my shows and texting me on Facebook and everything else, like, you know, because to be honest, I think it's an extra bit of a boost as well, like, you know, to have that kind of support, like, you know, because when I was going professional the first time ever, like, you know what I mean, and I was talking to Phil, like, you know, we were talking about ticket sales, and sometimes you might have to sell your tickets to for to make your wage, like, you know. And I'd be looking, I'd say, Jesus, I'd say, who am I going to get to buy tickets? Who'd want to come to see me box, like, you know? And I was wrong, like, you know, of course, but it was just a thought I had as well, like, you know. But, like, I mean, my first fight in Killarney, like, you've seen the crowd that I had down there, like, you know, and I was really amazed now with the amount of support that I'm getting, like, you know, throughout the country now. It's after moving from just South Hill to Limerick, Cork, Tipperary, all over the country now, like, you know. And I think I'm very grateful for everything, like, you know.
Finally, Willie, are you ever afraid going into the ring? Do you ever whisper a prayer? Would you be a religious type of a person?
I am religious. I go to mass all the time. Like, you know, I think, you know, I do go to mass. I do pray. Like, you know what I mean? I go up to the graveyard. I pray. I have a lot of people that be lighting candles for me and everything. I have little braces that you can see. I have one on me here. Like, you know, people bring them back from Lourdes and every other. I forget the name of that place again. Like, but I have great faith myself. But I never fear getting into the ring. Never. I have no fear of losing. Like, I mean, when I first went professional, like, you know, if I said to myself, right, I'm going to go be a world champion, I'm never going to lose a fight, like, you know, I probably wouldn't have done it, like, you know. But there's always someone better out there, like, you know what I mean, you know. But as long as I can get into that ring and do my best and perform the way I can perform, I will never have a fear or a doubt in my mind about the fight, you know.
You have a lovely tattoo on your hand. I was looking at it there.
Yeah, this is one of my daughter, like, daddy's girl, Lily May, like, you know. And I just got it on just as a button. Well, I had the three boys here on my arm before the girl came along. And since
their names?
That's Miles, Willie and Terry, like, you know. So ever since I got that done and ever since the girl came around, then, like, you know, she just made the family know at this stage, I think, like, you know. I don't think I'll ever talk her to heaven anymore, like, you know, but no, we're happy now, like, you know. We're very grateful for what we have, like, you know what I mean, and I'm very grateful for everything has turned out, like, you know. As I said, things will only get better, like, you know.
Listen, Willie, first of all, anyway, you're a remarkable man. You're after bringing a breath of fresh air, not alone to boxing, but to all the followers in this doom and gloom. And you have a lovely wife, Mary. I had a lovely chat with her a while ago. And wherever life brings you, whatever happens, listen to me, from everybody in Kerry and from everyone on Radio Kerry, and thank you for talking to me on Terrace Talk. I want to wish you the very best of luck, because you're a remarkable man. And if we had more like you, we'd have a better life. Well
thank
done, Willie.
Thank you very much, Willie. As I said, boxing and all these achievements, everything, look, you know, at the end of the day, I always have my wife and my kids to go to home to, and that's all that ever matters to me, my wife and kids, like, you know, and family, like, you know, number one choice always, like, you know. So thanks very much to everyone for everything, like, and yourself as well for having me here today, all right?
Willie Big Bang Casey, it was a great interview, thank you.
Thank not about it.